And let's take a break from our budget coverage now for a while and talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
In the AFLW, Aaron Phillips named as the competition's best and fairest player and also captain of the All-Australian team last night. So a real night of nights for Aaron Phillips.
It is, Fran, but her preferred soundtrack for all this at the moment, of course, is the Hoodoo Guru's great hit from yesteryear called Bittersweet, because on Sunday she sustained that dreaded anterior cruciate ligament injury in the process, because she, as she led the Adelaide Crows to victory in the grand final, she had to be taken off the ground on one of those little stretchering cars. Then on Monday, she was anointed by her peers as the competition's most valuable player. And last night, she had to put off an operation on the knee to fly from Adelaide to Melbourne to attend the official awards night, where she was named as the best and fairest player. That award voted on by the umpies. They gave her 19.
That's essentially the Brownlow.
Yes, and look, that raises the question, why hasn't it got a name? Why haven't they picked a great name to give this medal? The umpies gave her 19 out of a possible 21 votes. That meant she was best on ground in five of the seven games, and of course,
I think it might be called the Phillips medal in the future. That might be what's happening.
Well, I think that's what's happening well and truly, Fran. And look, the strawberry on top of the cream on the cake was being named captain of the All-Australian side. You've got to think, these are fascinating times in the history of sport in Australia as the rise and rise of high-class women athletes continues. In addition to Aaron Phillips, the nation has, look, Ashley Barty, Elise Perry, Sam Kerr, and, of course, Stephanie Gilmore.
Yeah, superstars, all of them.
Yeah, well, she returns to the water this morning on the Gold Coast. So we might take a look at that in more detail at 7:30, Fran.
Terrific, Warwick. In rugby league, a setback for Parramatta's teenage wonderkind rested indefinitely because of a back injury.
Yeah, Dylan Brown, Fran, he's got bruising in the bones in his back and it just won't go away. So the club has decided to take a cautious approach to his development, which is not surprising given the fruit pickers believe this schoolboy prodigy turned quality playmaker, even at the age of 18, might just be the long-awaited replacement for another schoolboy-turned-champion, Peter Sterling. They've been waiting on the arrival of this quality of player for a long, long time. I think it's something like 26 years. I can remember Peter Sterling when he had long, blonde hair.
And me
these
too.
Days when you see him on the
what
telly.
What does that say about us? It's sad. Sad for Sterling too, I think.
Yeah. Look, in other NRL selection years, Cooper Cronk, again, has two good shoulders, as distinct from the one he had in last year's grand final. But he has had hamstring problems this year, but he's apparently over them, and he's set to play for the Chooks when they play the Broncos tomorrow night, Fran.
Okay, and just briefly, in cricket ahead of the World Cup, a little reminder from Steve Smith of his abilities in the IPL this morning.
Yeah, 38 runs from 31 balls as a few players feel the hot breath of Stephen Smith and also his partner in crime, and many people thought what they did was a crime, David Warner, who is the leading run maker at the moment in the IPL, 254. So a bit of a selection headache for the Australian selectors ahead of the World Cup, Fran.
It's kind of ironic, isn't it, really? Warwick, in the AFL, it was bigger than Texas after the tribunal ruled in favour of Collingwood's Mason Cox last night.
He would have you believing that everything is bigger in Texas with that great height of his. But look, this result was cheered to the echo, Fran, and not just by Collingwood supporters, but by Australian rules folk in general who, steadfastly believe everything in the AFL is steadfastly believed. Their game is being further reduced to cross-country basketball, which, of course, was the other sport in which Cox had success in the Lone Star State. Now, Cox and Collingwood vigorously contested the charge of making intentional contact with Richmond's Dylan Grimes, and the three good people and true on the tribunal accepted the contact was not intentional, it was merely careless. And this meant a fine instead of a one-match suspension. And as I said, it's a relief for Collingwood supporters who really do like to have Mason Cox taking those marks way overhead, because when he goes overhead, he's over just about everywhere else's head. It's always bigger in Texas, Fran.
In surfing, Stephanie Gilmore has more than defending her world title on her mind on the Gold Coast this week.
Well, Fran, she's aiming for a spot on the Australian team for the Tokyo Olympics. Of course, surfing's about to make its debut in 2020.
I didn't realise surfing was coming. Skateboarding and surfing.
Yeah, look, IOC officials realise that there are some sports that are dated, and equestrianism is one of those, and that'll get some emails coming. And they're looking to embrace new sports, and surfing is one of those. Now, only 20 surfers will compete in the men's and women's events, so space is limited, and the thing to do is finish as high as possible on the World Surf League rankings to ensure your selection. And that's all starting right now. Just looking at the television, I can see that they're ready to go on the Gold Coast. Gilmore is in Heat 3, Fran.
Right, okay, fantastic. And just briefly, in rugby union, I can't believe I'm saying this, David Pocock watch continues. He's battling yet another injury.
And yet another calf injury, Fran, remembering this is the one that bedeviled him during the last World Cup. This is ahead of this weekend's Super Rugby game for the Brumbies against the Crusaders in Christchurch. That terrible thing that happened to that city in the past. And look, while I was in New Zealand, Fran, I heard an interesting discussion about whether the name the Crusaders was the appropriate one for the team from Christchurch, given the mass murders that happened there. And it seems the team is happy to consider an alternative. They do it well in New Zealand, don't they?
They sure do. Warwick, thank you. And Warwick, before I let you go, I should say congratulations because you formally are awarded your Order of Australia medal tonight. So good on you.
Good. Thanks very much, Fran.